From the Schmoes No Network Studios in Los Angeles, California, it's time for Marvel News from Marvel Fans with your host, Dark Phoenix Meredith Blacko, the Sorcerer Supreme, Matt Cumberbatch Key, and Matt Cook. It's time for Marvel News from Marvel Fans.
Hello, Schmoville, and happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, everybody!
It's this week.
It is. It is this week. It's
That's
Friday.
Right.
It's our Halloween show.
Yeah, as you can see, some of us have decided to play dress-up on this week's episode of Marvel News.
I have a
Marvel
costume.
Fans. Oh, you do?
I have two costumes.
Oh, you have two?
Yeah. I'm currently Nightcrawler with his image inducer activated.
Oh, wow. That's really
And then
progressive.
I have another one, if you guys want to see it.
Yeah, I definitely want to see it. Oh boy!
Don't look.
Oh boy!
Okay, don't look.
No spoilers. Go ahead. Get going. I'll get
going. Okay. Are you going to get ready off camera?
Yeah.
And come in. Okay.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, as always, we are here to break down all the movie news from the Marvel comics, brought to you by Marvel Studios, Sony, and Fox, as well as all the TV stations, and we are broadcasting to you live.
From the Danger Room!
Everything you say has got to be with that uplifted voice.
That's my Doctor Strange voice.
It's a very good voice. I hope that's what we hear in the films.
And we've got Jatarvis on the boards. Hey, Jatarvis.
What? X-Men.
And guys, keep in mind, you can visit us on Facebook at Marvel News for Marvel Fans. Make sure to like us. You can also find us on Twitter at Marvel Schmoes, YouTube.com/SchmoesNoPodcast. And please don't forget to subscribe and rate us on iTunes. It keeps us coming back to you every week.
Yeah, it helps us stay here. All right, I think Cook's got a Silver Surfer.
I'm Wolverine.
What?
Oh my God.
I'm Wolverine.
You're so
too
dumb.
Soon.
Too
oh.
soon.
Too soon.
Oh.
Too soon.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, you need the claws like hanging down.
Yeah, that's
too soon.
I was gonna say
it was a really,
really
good Ultron costume, but
I was going for Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
I was thinking Silver Surfer.
Strings on me.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm gonna go back to Nightcrawler now, so I can do the rest
of
the show.
Good. Yeah, that's good.
Please
that's
do.
Good, Nightcrawler. I love your tail. The best.
Can't see it.
Image inducer.
No, I can.
You should be speaking with a German accent, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bamf. Yeah, bamf. Here I go.
Und I like all the news.
Oh, bump. Bump.
Now, guys.
Anything going on?
No, not at all. Not at
Doesn't
all.
Doesn't seem like there's a lot of
news
this week.
Yeah, I think it's a quiet week. We're actually just going to sit here and riff
week,
off of each other.
Yeah,
no. So we're going to start over at Marvel.
By the holy hosts of Hoggies!
I know we promised.
By the winds of Watoom!
We promised last week.
The crimson bands of Sitarak!
We promised. I swore.
You guys
swore.
Jump to the 23-minute mark and we'll be past all the different Doctor Strange catchphrases that he's going to be doing.
Guys, I promised we wouldn't do any more Benedict Cumberbatch news,
it's not,
but guess what?
But
it's
not Benedict Cumberbatch news. We promised not to do any more Doctor Strange casting rumors. And then Marvel came out today, or
no,
Marvel
did not. Deadline came
out today,
and said Benedict Cumberbatch is going to play Doctor Strange. How do you feel about that?
You know, I have to say that I feel good about it. I really legitimately like Benedict Cumberbatch. I know some fans are not excited about him, but I really like him. I think he's a powerful actor. I think he's very good. I haven't seen, you know, The Imitation Game, but I hear good things about him in that, and I think he's going to be amazing. And he's got like that sort of like stature and everything that Doctor Strange needs. What?
Oh!
I think we have.
I think I'm the only lady in the world who does not like Benedict Cumberbatch. Like, I think I'm the only...
I think you might be the only person in the world that doesn't like... Like, ladies aside, I think you're like the only... Like, do you like Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
Like, as an actor, as a person?
I like him mostly as a person.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I like him as an actor. Yeah. I don't really know him as a person, but yeah. I mean, when we first started talking about it, I think in our first episode, I was like, Benedict, it feels like the most obvious choice.
It's a safe choice.
It is. It's a very safe choice.
But it's also a great choice.
How? Okay.
That's like listening to Led Zeppelin. You know what I mean?
How
it's
is
like,
it? How
it's going to be good. Like,
no matter what you do, it's going to be good.
Yeah,
it's
like,
Led Zeppelin.
It's like,
yeah.
It's safe. It's safe because it makes a lot of sense, and the fact that it makes a lot of sense makes me excited.
Yeah.
And I didn't really care either way about him until they announced it, and then I was like, no, I am. I'm actually excited about that. I'm really excited for Captain America to walk up to Doctor Strange at some point and try to wrap his head around that.
Yeah,
in
the this Marvel man from universe. The 40s, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's such a different thing, and I think Benedict has the power to get across a lot of the stuff that's hard to buy with Doctor Strange. There's a lot. He's a tough sell.
I guess maybe I just haven't seen much of him outside of
Sherlock.
I don't care for Sherlock. I don't care for him in Sherlock. I didn't care for him as Khan. I didn't care most for that movie. I really did appreciate his acting in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. And I feel like the problem with Benedict, and this might actually work for Doctor Strange, is that they need somebody who will kind of take over and assume role the director, because I feel like given the lack of direction, he kind of just plays Benedict Cumberbatch or what he feels he should be playing. So I've never been really won over, but I haven't seen a lot of the other films you guys have referenced. So
my two favorite things that make me most excited about him as an actor and as Doctor Strange are him in as Smaug.
In
Desolation of Smaug. Yeah. Like, I thought that was phenomenally done. Yeah.
That was mocap, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
I think there was
I remember seeing, like, pictures.
He transformed into a dragon really well.
Yeah, he did. But vocally, he's great. And also, I didn't really care for the movie, but August Osage County, he's in that, and he plays kind of a bumpkin.
Yeah.
And he plays,
you know what? We were talking to Christian before our show, and he was talking about that movie and saying that he was great in that.
Yeah.
So.
He did a great job, and he was very sweet. It was very different than anything else I've ever seen him do.
I guess it's a safe choice, and everyone, especially, so being a fangirl, I hang out on Tumblr a lot, and everyone really is obsessed with Benedict over there, so I get a little Cumberbatched out.
Yeah.
So it could be a byproduct of that.
Well, you only follow Benedict Cumberbatch blogs on Tumblr, which is the big issue.
Tumblr,
you can follow
issue.
Other things on
no,
Tumblr.
No, there's nothing
than
else on Tumblr. Though I will say, I think it is interesting. There are a lot of people who, like, a month ago were like, BC, BC, we want BC. And now they're like, oh no, they're whitewashing Doctor Strange. They're whitewashing that American English-born character.
I don't think they're whitewashed.
No,
how
I know.
Who's whitewashed?
A lot of people on my feeds have been complaining. I mean, it was...
People on the internet complaining?
I know. I do feel like Marvel could have gone outside
but the
box. But the
host of Hawkins,
we need to get something done.
Complaining on the internet?
I do feel Marvel could have gone outside the safe zone and maybe if... maybe have casted a more...
Well, I think they tried. I think Joaquin was very outside of the safe zone. And
that's
I wasn't initially a fan of that, but then I became a giant fan and was actually disappointed when he turned it down. But I think Benedict is he's a great second choice. Like, I mean, he's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and I guess, and I mean, we'll know if he confirms, if he says yes and it's confirmed, it still could, next week, we could still be reporting on someone else.
Yeah.
So, well.
But the rumor is that we may know as soon as tomorrow because of that Marvel press conference
Marvel
thing.
Press
that might be going on tomorrow,
Yeah, heads up, there's going to be stuff going on tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the big news off the top.
I am excited for it.
You're excited?
I think that he will, like you said, it's a tough freaking sell. Mm. Like, that weird magic and the demons and the other dimensions and it's a tough sell.
It's a lot.
I think Benedict will be able to ground it with, like, a really strong gravitas.
I will reserve my judgment until I see it.
Nice.
Sweet.
There we
Thank
go.
You.
There's that.
Thank you.
Now, the other big news that came out, of course, the day after... Actually, it was technically the day our show aired, the day after we recorded, was the Age of Ultron trailer was leaked last week. And in response, Marvel
darn
actually
it, Hydra.
Gave us... I know. Marvel posted on Twitter, darn you, Hydra. And then they gave us the full HD trailer for Age of Ultron. If you guys... haven't watched it, and if you are of the fan mindset where you don't want to know anything about the film, turn off our video feed and switch over to our iTunes feed, because we're about ready to show some pictures from the trailer throughout our discussion of it. But it was an amazing...
Yeah.
Oh, God, it was... Okay, so already...
How many times have you watched it today?
Today, like, at least 20.
Yeah.
At least.
I think I'm around, like, 9 or 10.
Yeah,
today.
I mean, because I had to go through... Yeah.
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 It was... everything I've wanted. And I mean, it was a lot of the same footage that we saw at Comic-Con, but at the same time,
you know what I'm excited for?
Jumping
off the Age of Ultron trailer, what I'm excited for everyone to see is the scene where all the Avengers are trying to lift Thor's hammer.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope they show that tomorrow night at the S.H.I.E.L.D. Showing stuff at S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, one of the things that they were going to do is they were going to release a trailer during this week's episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Instead, we're getting an exclusive look from Age of Ultron, and I think it's going to be the hammer scene.
I really hope that they do that, because I want to be able to talk about that with people. I hate not being able to.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk about really the things good. We saw.
We can. Oof. That is something that we can do.
So much.
I know.
In that trailer.
What
those ballerinas.
Oh my God, those okay. Is anyone else as excited about the ballerinas as I am?
I strangely am. Like, what is going on there?
Okay, so in Natasha Black Widow's backstory is that she was trained to be a ballerina before she was with the KGB. And it's also in some of the renditions, it's her cover story. And there's this, like, beautiful written scene from one of the comic books from the 2012 Black Widow Winter Soldier mashup where she infiltrates... as part of an assassination attempt when she's reactivated with the KGB to... She is a ballerina and Bucky has to go stop her. And it's just like that. There's a scene where you see Black Widow in a room by herself and there's another scene later on where it's a bunch of ballerinas lined up in a row, obviously practicing. And I hope to all the forces out there that is we're going to finally see some Natasha backstory.
Yeah,
and
I've been told. Be
yeah, I've been told we actually get a lot of backstory of these characters, so I know we're getting great. Natasha backstory, and I hope that is her in the lineup.
And that's interesting too, especially with that, knowing that, mm-hmm. and then also seeing the little brief World War II images,
yeah, like
and
just
stuff
like five
yeah,
or six
like,
frames.
That's a pretty
of it,
interesting thing to think about.
I wonder if like that has anything to do with like Scarlet Witch doing anything. Like, is she like throwing them into flashbacks?
I know,
is she
what
like
I thought of
doing like weird image stuff? With
I know
because yeah, I don't know if we're gonna. I don't know if they want to do the whole like let's go and actually do flashback to tell the story, or if they're going to use Scarlet Witch to have mental like warping powers, which I think would be or reality warping. She could just straight up put them into those past times,
right? Yeah.
It would be.
Scarlet Witch is a very interesting character. For those of you who are not familiar with Scarlet Witch, Wanda
kind of,
Maximoff. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we'd call her like a Deus Ex Machina type character.
Yeah, she's a little bit in the same kind of box that Doctor Strange is
in.
Yeah,
she has like super god mod powers.
Yeah. I mean, she can, like, it started off as like she kind of could just like manipulate probability and mm-hmm. and luck and with her like hex bolts or whatever else. I'm gonna hex the ceiling and hopefully it'll cave in, and it would. But then it like slowly evolved after what's the name of that Wundagore Mountain when she found out her true parentage and everything else. I think I can't remember what comic it was. Anyway, that's getting boring. but she found out like the true nature of her powers being like more reality based, and that's what led to House of M, which is
where she wished
I love that book
most of the mutants out of existence.
Oh my god, like it is. What, like, if you have not read House of M.
Yeah, go pick it up. Get a trade of it. Digital. I've been reading digital a lot lately.
And
it's easy.
You know, it's a good bet to read that, even though they're not going to be mutants in the MCU. It's going to set a good stage for what we might see with Scarlet Witch.
Especially with Scarlet Witch,
Just to kind of clarify her threat level.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's DEFCON 5. Like,
She's
it's
Omega
pretty exciting.
Level.
Yeah, we'll see where she's at in the movie, but...
Yeah, and she's young, so she's going to be developing her powers along with
but,
her...
But, I mean, she's up there with Dark Phoenix. Yeah. You know, maybe not the same level as Thanos as a threat, but...
Well, I mean Dark
she's
Phoenix,
up there.
Yeah,
she's up there.
It's exciting.
And going back on that, like, we see that scene where it's in the trailer where it's Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch behind Ultron, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that is bad if they're all three.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What are we going to do? Oh, what are the Avengers going to do?
I don't know.
It's
Ultron looks so scary.
Okay, and he has so much emotion, more than I would expect emitting from an artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
But the facial movements on him have been like just riveting, and there's like a shot of him like almost like evilly smirking.
Yeah. I just love that he has eyeballs.
Oh my god, the eyeballs! Like instead of like the weird like flame stuff that they do in
the
comics,
introductory when he's like kind of the real rough, the first looking Ultron that you see, and when he's like strings then he puts his arm out.
Do,
that's my favorite thing.
Do some more of your impression of Ultron. It's really good.
Oh, liar!
It's seamless.
Strings.
Come on,
stringless. It's stringless. But that I loved the way that crooked one looks, the beginning one. And then when they reveal him at the end, you see
upgrade.
The fact that he has eyeballs. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I love that so much.
Yeah.
It's just so cool. It makes it so, kind of humanizes this incredibly inhuman force, and it's exciting.
Well, and I think it kind of like jumps back into the psychology of this character. Like, as much as he hates humanity and wants to wipe it out, I think he's still influenced by it and kind of wants to be it.
Yes.
And like a higher level of it.
Yeah.
You know, like he's like, he's like Lieutenant Commander Data, like on a very gone wrong kind of scale.
Yeah. That's exciting.
I think that's really what they're going to position him as, is that, you know, he almost wants to fix humanity's mistakes.
Well, he doesn't want to fix humanity's mistakes. Well, not by, he wants to wipe humanity out because they...
Yeah, and replace them with his own Ultron bots. Yeah. So it's... I guess fix them by just destroying
them. Yeah, right. He wants to fix the problem of peace by getting rid of the disease,
exactly,
which is humanity. So, yeah.
The other... some other cool things we saw, we finally got to see the Hulkbuster armor.
Ugh.
Which you guys...
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Tony Stark
creates... That is borderline pornography.
Yeah, armor to take on the Hulk. Because one of the other things we know about Age of Ultron is that it's going to be the breakdown of the team. Like, you know, we're going to finally see them come to odds with each other.
Yeah, they're going to come to odds. We're going to have, like, a new team kind of stuff.
And, yeah. It'll be. And then, did you guys catch Andy Serkis's cameo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, he's Ulysses, right? I mean, he's got to be. He's Claw.
I mean, it's really hard. I don't know how you would make someone look so much like a character and then have it not be that character.
I mean, side by side, they look alike. And Andy Serkis, if he's Claw, Ulysses Claw, is he's an assassin who was hired in the comic books to take down T'Chaka, who's T'Challa's father, which ties back into the whole Wakanda storyline. Yeah. So I think, you know, it's a strong potential that we're going to see.
Well, here's what I think is going to, like, so when Ultron was originally introduced as Ultron 1 back in, like, the Avengers, like, early 60s numbers, he was just, like, this artificial intelligence, like, kind of just lame, like, pretty formidable, but, like, they dispatched him pretty easily.
Yeah.
But then he came back through the Vision. Like, he had his consciousness implanted in the Vision, and he had Vision help him get an adamantium body. And then it was like, oh, no, this is terrible news. He's made of adamantium now, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know that Marvel has the rights to adamantium.
No, that's why I think they're going to do vibranium.
So they're going to do a vibranium thing.
And that's another thing we see is another shot we were treated to is Cap's shield broken. Mm-hmm. We see the destroyed Captain America shield, which we know is made from vibranium. So it gives it gives the Avengers team a reason to go to Wakanda.
I think Ultron goes to Wakanda.
I think
I think Ultron ends up in Wakanda, and the hand at the beginning that's like melting and like it's in lava or whatever, I think that's him forging a vibranium body for himself.
That's really exciting. So for those of you guys who don't know, the comics, or Claw from the comics, he starts as like an assassin in safari garb and then becomes the living embodiment of sound? Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah, he basically puts himself into some sort of vibranium machine to alter his molecular level, and he becomes the living embodiment of sound.
Yeah.
And he can use like sonic force.
And he can make sound selves,
constructs.
Pretty much constructs and all that stuff.
He's kind of like Green Lantern in that way, but with sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, for me, exciting because it blows open the door of power sets.
Yeah.
And Joss Whedon said in some interview about the first Avengers, he was just trying to find different ways for people to punch each other.
Yeah.
Like, those were all of those powers. And now, you got Scarlet Witch coming in, you've got Quicksilver, you've got Claw, which is a silly power set.
Like, yeah, it could be epic. Like,
yeah, and then you also have the Doctor Strange stuff going on. The Marvel Universe power set list has just exploded exponentially.
Just went
crazy.
And
I can't wait to see how this stuff looks.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Really excited.
And now, so when Disney bought Marvel, what were the chances you were going to hear the Pinocchio song, No Strings Attached, used in a Marvel film? Like, how eerie and
it was
just
weird,
downright
like,
creepy. Because I didn't realize it at first. Yeah. Upon, like, the third listening, I was like, oh, this sounds... I'm like, how do I...
Yeah. It's creepy.
It's so super good. Eerie. I love it.
Yeah. No, it was a weird choice, and it kind of immediately kind of took me out of it. I was like, why am I doing Pinocchio? But then if you kind of think about, like...
Yeah.
Ultron is like, hey, screw you guys. Like, I'm going to take like
snip,
this.
Snip.
I'm going to take this thing that you love from your childhood and twist it. Mm-hmm. Hey, no strings on me. That's my Ultron impression.
It was great.
Yeah, it was perfect.
It was okay. It's not yours.
No, mine's amazing. so there's a lot of stuff. All right. I also like the very small clip of Black Widow and Hulk touching hands.
Yeah.
Touching hands. Whoa.
Whoa.
You guys just made a connection.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And she's scared of him, so I like that. I like, and then
there was like a fear in her eyes, but there was also a like strange loving.
But I'm saying in the first film, she had some big issues with the Hulk, and it was cool to be like, okay, something brings them together right before they get torn apart. It looks like
they're coming to terms,
or right after. Like my thought is that it happened right after. Like he's just gone freaking bananas, and she pulled him back.
Maybe,
and she's like, "Calm down, Bruce. Calm down."
Yeah.
And that, I mean, just going back to the Hulkbuster stuff, like, what is going on there? Like, I mean, what happened with, like, why is it, like, did the Hulk just go nuts and he's just, like, going town? Like, what is going on?
I mean, Tony's been in the background working on ways to combat all his fellow teammates. We know this from the comics. We know this from the film. So, you know, he's just been waiting for this moment to go after, like, waiting for... They all knew that Bruce was going to lose it. They all knew. And, God, just to see, like, you know, with the little Iron Man head and then the...
Yeah,
headpiece.
That's great. That's
the armor inside the armor.
Hulkbuster Mach 2.
Nice.
Created in World War Hulk.
Nice.
Issue 1. Yep.
I love Hulk throwing the car, Iron Man catching it, and then Hulk's like, that doesn't stop me.
Yeah.
And punching right through it.
So Hulk and Iron Man are fighting. Do you think that we'll continue to see Hulk in future films, or do you think that they're going to do like the whole like Illuminati thing and shoot him into space?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get rid of the Hulk this soon. I mean,
I can't imagine they would. That seems like the worst plan.
Unless
they
were
going to
do World War Hulk, which there's been talk that would be.
Maybe
we'll
find out tomorrow.
Maybe we will. Yeah. Speaking of, well, okay. Before we get to tomorrow, what was your favorite scene from the trailer?
Strings. That was my favorite.
Just
crickety.
That's great. That's
when
Ultron gets
that's the threat.
That's sentience.
Yeah.
Like that's right. When he first comes to sentience,
love it.
Right?
Key, what's your favorite scene?
Oof. I don't know. I really legitimately think it's the hands. Scarlet, Black Widow and Hulk. Like it just because there's something there. Like there's something
right
there. Like there's something just happened and I want to know what it is. Like there's that weird dramatic moment is
what's connecting
that
them.
And Black Widow dropping out of the plane.
Yeah.
Like, my, the Quinjet was awesome.
One that we haven't talked about that I really liked was it looks like they're all at maybe S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters or Avengers headquarters. And we see
Avengers Tower.
Tower. We see the lineup. We see we saw all of them, but there's also a new lady next to Thor. Well, it could be Natalie Portman, but it doesn't look like Natalie Portman.
No, I think it was Newsarama, I think, did a great article.
Yeah,
on
Newsarama.
It, where they like, were able to zoom in and get like high resolution.
Yeah, there was a Korean actress who was cast in the film, Kim So-hyun. She does a lot of K-dramas, and it's rumored that she will be playing, you know, the lineup a little bit better than me.
Monica Chang.
Who is?
She is, I think it's Monica Chang, and she is, she's on the AI team that was in Age of Ultron. So, I think it was, in fact, it was Avengers AI. I think she's currently in Avengers AI also. It's like, I mean, she's a relatively new character, but they may have been doing the whole Age of Ultron thing to kind of lead into the movie for the last couple of years. So, she might just be like a computer specialist and like an AI specialist who came in to help Tony Stark with everything. So
Now I read an article actually on a K-drama site that did say that she's possibly playing a villain. So this should be interesting. Yeah. There could be some Hydra tie-ins. So I'm pretty excited.
There's also another character, and I can't remember her actual name, but I think she's called Cybermancer, and she's also an AI specialist.
I liked the one rumor I really liked is that she'll eventually become Chakotay, who is Ultron's girlfriend.
Oh. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It's super out there, but the idea that she could become like a
they would be like her,
android.
Well, they would just steal her brainwaves, kind of like what they did with Wonder Man.
Yeah, it'd be pretty phenomenal. Now, so we're pretty excited about the Age of Ultron trailer. I hope you guys are as excited as we are.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, Matt Key and I, along with the Schmoes gang, we're heading to a Marvel press event at the El Capitan Theater in the morning. We don't really know what's going on. Marvel's been pretty secretive about it. My sources have kind of said that we might be finally getting the entire slate of Marvel films up until 2020.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, it would be a good counter move to DC who just released theirs. All the other rumor is that we're going to actually get the Benedict Cumberbatch confirmation tomorrow.
That I even heard that he may be there. I mean, maybe that's just my own brain.
That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Telling me,
that'd
hey, Benedict's going to be there.
Are you going to cry?
I might. It yeah. might be like a Beatles concert for me.
What if he comes out in the cape and stuff?
Oh my God.
He's got the cloak on.
Well,
what if he has the amulet? You know what I mean? Like, what if he has...
If he has the Eye of Agamotto, yeah. I will go past crying and have a stroke and
you
fall
should
over.
Just bring him yours and offer it up as a gift.
I have considered it.
Yeah.
But I love my cloak too.
Precious.
It's my precious.
It is your precious.
Yeah. By the way, I have to give a shout out to my friend Jenny Newman, who made the whole costume, except for the Eye of Agamotto, which was made by my friend Grant Imahara.
Yay, nice. Jenny Grant.
Great. Both you guys, yeah. Your costumes are amazing.
Thanks. Yours is amazing too,
yeah,
man.
Yours is well, like so
it's
realistic.
Heavy, heavy tech.
Heavy tech.
Yeah, yeah. Because I do have full makeup on underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This.
No, that's great. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That image inducer, not cheap.
Yeah, no.
No.
Not cheap, man.
I got hookups.
Yeah.
And for tomorrow, do keep a hold of our Twitters. We will be posting as much as we can when we can.
Yeah. Keep an eye on it. Yeah.
Keep an eye on it,
maybe,
guys.
Maybe I'll bring my little, like, video recorder where you can shoot a quick video, too, afterwards.
Oh,
yeah.
I would be game
okay,
for that.
Okay, cool. We'll do that.
I would absolutely be on
video
with
you. Yeah, then let's do
you.
That. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah,
oh, my God. That's
I would.
Amazing.
You guys are crazy.
I know.
This you guys are talking crazy.
This is insane. And we're gonna get to I like going back to Avengers. I'm excited to see what the lineup is like.
Yeah,
like what's the lineup gonna be at the end? Like after the whole fallout, like leading into like the whole Civil War thing. Like that's come on, that's exciting.
Yeah, well, BuzzFeed reported today with an interview with Kevin Feige that the end of Avengers 2 is going to change up the whole lineup.
Yeah,
so it's a really great interview. They were on set and they got to. You know, talk with both Chris's, Hemsworth and Evans and Feige. And Feige says the Avengers films, ideally in the grand plan, are always big, giant linchpins. He goes on to say it's like as it were in publishing, when each of the characters would go their own adventures, they'd occasionally team up for a big 12-issue mega event. Then they would go back to their own comics. So it's almost like he's indicating like we're going to see some change up, which goes along with all the other rumors we've been hearing.
Yeah. And I mean, that goes right along with Civil War and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, and, I mean, like, I think a lot of people are forgetting, like, they're saying, like, there's not enough characters that have a Civil War thing. I think they're forgetting, like, we've got War Machine.
Yeah.
You know, we've got all these other, like, now we've got Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, and, like, we've got about 14 or 15 characters.
Civil War. I just don't care about Civil War.
But they
can change
it.
I didn't like the books. I don't care about it in the movies. Like,
yeah.
No.
Because, for me, I just don't buy that the characters wouldn't say, like, whoa, 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 whoa. Can we talk for a second? Like,
yeah.
That Civil War, like, I mean, I get it. Like, Civil War, I think, was done better. But, like, Avengers versus X-Men, that comic book, I did not like.
Yeah.
Because it was instant
it was a bit
punches
of a wreck,
to the face. Like,
yeah.
It was just like, there's no way
yeah.
that these heroes would be, you know, it just
at
feels
each other
like
yeah.
it feels a little cheap to me. And it feels a little like you're exploiting. You just want to see it. You know what I mean? It's like Mortal Kombat video. Like, you just want to see them punch each other, which is cool because I do want to see that. But... as a big storyline, I just don't buy it. I don't care. I don't care about it.
Meredith, what do you think?
No,
you love Civil War, right?
I do. And I think if they use Avengers 2 as a platform to break the characters up on a moral level, to pit them against each other at their base beliefs, it will work. But if it was as superficial as some of the idea of Tony and Cap falling apart like they did in the comics is unbelievable to me. In the film world, there's so much more basis for a breakdown of ideology between the two characters.
But don't you think the ideology of all the heroes, especially in the Marvel Universe, especially in the Avengers, comes down to kind of the same thing? Like, it's not like it's the Punisher in Captain America. I could see those two being like, no, shooting people in the head with a bazooka is wrong, Frank. We shouldn't do that.
And Mr. Castle, put the bazooka down.
Right. Like, that makes a little more sense to me.
If they make it like if they do make it like a superhero registration act, I really feel that it's something that Cap will not go for given his history in the films. And given the breakdown of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now and what transpired in Cap 2 with how put off he was by what Nick Fury was trying to do with the helicarrier. So I think there's,
you're right. I mean, that all makes sense. But again, I just don't. I don't know. And I don't think we have there are enough characters. Because who's Cap going to stand up for? All of his fellow heroes are all Thor's a god. Well, they're going to register. He's like, go ahead and register, Thor. What are you going to do? You're going to not be Thor for a little bit? What are you talking about? What's the issue here? Like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the rumor is that Thor's not even going to be involved in any of the stuff on Midgard because he's going to be fighting Ragnarok.
Whoa. No.
And he's going to be fighting Surtur in Muspelheim, who has the Twilight Sword. Thank you, Simonson, for that story.
Love it. I don't know. I'm anxious to see. I hope we finalize this stuff soon and we know what's going to
happen. I think it's just going to kind of be like, it's going to cover like two or three movies and maybe give like some weight. I think it's almost an excuse to have like a kind of Avengers sequel with Captain America 3.
Right.
I think that's kind of what they're doing in a way, and they're just going to have like the fallout of Age of Ultron happen in Captain America 3, and then they'll sort of solve it by the end of that, and then have Thanos come in Avengers 3 and be like, what's up?
Fair
enough. I'm Thanos. I'm looking for this Infinity Stone.
We're going to have to discuss this more next week. We have some more.
Yeah.
So we do have a little bit more news, and we want to get to all of our other awesome topics today. Pretty excited. So a couple fans have been asking, when are we going to talk about Big Hero 6? Today we're going to talk about Big Hero 6.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked because I got to go do the long line press day for it a couple weeks, last month, and I got to see some really great footage from it. It looks amazing. Looks cute. You're going to go see it tonight.
I'm seeing it tonight, yeah.
And
over at Nerdist.
Fancy. It does come out November 7th, and one of the really neat things that Marvel fans should go see this, it being based off an original Marvel property, there's also going to be a lot of Easter eggs. Comicbookresources.com is reporting that a couple of little-known Marvel Z-listers are set to appear in the film, and there's also going to be a big Marvel post-credits scene.
Oh. So, I wonder if they're going to do, like, a crossover and have Nick Fury come in and say, Wasabi no Jinji, you ever heard of the Avengers Initiative?
Well, it's I'm thinking because this is animated, it might actually tie into the Guardians of the Galaxy animation.
I think that's the way,
because I don't know how they could actually do an animated series crossover with real life. Yeah. But I feel since Disney XD will be home of the new Guardians TV show, I think it might be something Guardians related is my guess.
But, I mean, that would mean that, San Fran Yoko exists in...
San Francisco, yeah.
It exists in, like, that world. Like,
yeah.
It seems like that's more of a future world, right?
Yeah, it does.
I wonder if they're going to do a Guardians of the Galaxy 3000,
ooh,
like 31st century, and they're going to bring in some Charlie 27 and Martin X.
I
love Martin
alternate
X.
Universe.
Right, he's so cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. It could be an alternate universe.
So I'm excited. I don't know if you're going to get the post-credits scene. A lot of times with the pre-screenings,
they're
going
to make me pay to go see it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But
jerks.
We will.
What a bunch of jerks!
I think maybe we'll put it to vote with Schmoville if we see the post credit scene.
Yeah.
If we talk about it next week, because I know some people might not want that spoiled. Yeah. So we'll put the vote out there.
We'll put the vote out there. That's a good idea. I wonder what Z-list characters we're gonna see.
I know.
Like, it's gonna be Squirrel Girl.
Oh man, I would kill for that.
Look forward
in
like posters and background stuff. I caught a couple things, and I'm pretty. It's exciting. And one of the things I will say, having gotten to interview the director, a lot of the artists behind Big Hero 6, and getting to see all the work put into it, it is one of the most expansive and amazing world building that they've ever put into a Disney animated film. I also want to say, like, the characters, the detail, the fact that they have the main characters, the main cast, plus their costumes, plus some of the other, like, the main villain, and the couple of the side supporting
That's
characters.
All so much
it's
design
technically
work, yeah.
the largest cast of a Disney animated film. And it's so phenomenal. And everyone who worked on it, huge props to them. I think everyone's going to be really pleased with it. It's a great film to take your family to, as well as just as an adult, it brought tears to my eyes about how beautiful and how in depth this world was.
Wow. Can't wait.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about it. I especially can't wait to see them bring in either Starhawk or Namorita.
Yes.
Namor's daughter. I can't
well,
wait.
Well, like, you know,
I mean, she's a good Z-lister.
I wonder if Universal owns Namorita because they own Namor.
Oh. That's a good question.
Yeah, that is an important
question. They might.
We have Starhawk here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of cards on the table.
Any guy,
we ever have questions, we should ask him because he's the one who knows.
No. Starhawk just seems to know things, man. He's a weird character.
Okay, comic.
I actually think Starhawk is a good candidate for...
Comic talk. I'm silencing. We got to move on.
Okay.
We've got 10 minutes.
Yeah, let's move on.
10 minutes. Okay.
Right. I'm going to hop over to Fox. Where
Star-Lord set.
If I had, I wish I could like blast Cybolts at you guys. Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
I just threw it out there. I just had to say it real fast. We're going
all
back
right.
on track.
We're going over to Fox, where Quicksilver is going to be making an appearance in Apocalypse.
Yeah, Jatarvis.
Bop, bop,
nice.
Bop.
Gets me going, man.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Brian Smurz, that's S-M-R-Z, second AD on Days of Future Past, said they are working on another scene for Apocalypse with Quicksilver in it. He's quoted to be saying, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. And he also said...
It's a good quote.
It's a great... It's the best quote.
Too much information.
He also said he would love to do a Quicksilver solo film because there is a lot to enjoy about the character.
Very true, too.
Yeah. That would take 5 years to film.
Yeah.
All those special effects and all that
stuff.
They
would have to... what's that slow-mo camera called? I can't remember it all of a sudden.
The slow-mo.
Oh, the slow-mo camera.
Yeah,
the slow-mo camera. Yeah.
In the family,
God, that scene. That scene,
great.
Man. Oh.
Yeah, so it'll be nice to see what Fox is planning. And then over in television land, we're going to see Mockingbird in action tonight.
Bobby Morse!
Yeah. The official S.H.I.E.L.D. Twitter released pictures of Mockingbird in action from this week's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I was really excited to see her, like, holding what's reminiscent of her two batons.
Her batons,
one looks like a broken table, like... But
it probably
is. Probably is.
It's okay. Yeah. She's resourceful. I actually had a few Schmovillians message me over the Facebook and say, hey, or and a Twitter. I had a fan over Twitter ask, hey, who's this Mockingbird? Who's this Mockingbird girl?
Who is she?
Bobby Morse.
Yeah.
Bobby Morse.
Helpful, man.
Yeah, I know.
You and that DP should hang out.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Bobby Morse is going to be fun. She was married to Hawkeye, right? Was it married or dated?
Dating.
Just dating.
I know they dated.
They were
kind of dated.
He's dated everyone.
Yeah. Been around.
And if you've read Matt Fraction's run, they actually make jokes about that early on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's like issue 9 or 10 or something like that where they make fun of him for having dated every Avenger girl ever. She's a very adept fighter. She's a great spy. I mean, she's a perfect S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. That's kind of all you need to know. And she fights with batons a lot.
Nice.
I haven't really read a whole lot about her. I just kind of know her from
like
the Avengers comics.
Like marching batons?
But... Yeah, no, she's a drum major.
She was a majorette.
Yeah, she was in the Rockettes.
That's exciting.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah.
She would fight with batons.
That's amazing. That's exactly her power set. I can't wait to see that on tonight's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's not tonight. It's tomorrow night.
Well, I say tonight because
everyone
will be watching.
Everyone,
I
get it. No,
I know.
You're right.
I'm in the future already. I'm omnipotent. I exist throughout space and time, guys.
Yeah, no,
come
I always
on.
Forget that. I always forget that. No. I'm just in other dimensions.
Yeah. And, you're just bamfing.
I'm just bamfing.
Yeah. He's been bamfing this whole time.
Yeah, I have been.
It is brimstony in here. It's not the Thai food.
Oh, God, no. Good thing my nose is plugged up. Thank you, sinus infection. All right, I'm going to switch over to you, Matt, so you can talk about our Schmo's question of the week.
Oh, Schmoville question of the week by the Harios of Hoggoth.
You guys. It's great.
So we asked, who would you love to see team up or fight? And we got some great answers. We're going to pull a couple of them out. Connor Brown said Doctor Strange and Ghost Rider, which I have to throw out because he said Doctor Strange. I think he was the only one who
you
said Dr. Strange.
You have to throw out?
I have to throw that out there. He said Dr. Like, hey, here it is.
So I thought you were going to get rid of it.
No.
And
you're like,
I'm
the only one who's allowed to say Dr. Strange.
It's my character.
So what would a Dr. Strange Ghost Rider team up or fight?
I think he's saying team up.
Okay.
Because he said the contraction instead of the verb verse.
So magic and hell.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean they're both like fighting some demons for some like justice sort of thing.
Now is it new Ghost Rider?
I think he meant like the original Ghost Rider. I'm not certain. Connor, right back to us and let us know
which Ghost Rider.
Which Ghost Rider are you talking about? Because I think you have three to choose from. Yeah. Johnny Blaze, who's the next one? I can't remember the second one. Johnny Blaze on the new one. I haven't read any of the new
stuff. She's awesome.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a she. I actually didn't know it was
it's
she.
Really good.
Really?
Yeah,
that's great. I should go pick that up. He also suggested Daredevil and Punisher, which I think would be really cool, too. I think they actually have teamed up.
They
teamed up in Mark Waid, right? In his current run.
I want to say, yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're right.
And it was great because, like, Punisher just wanted to shoot everyone, and Daredevil's like, no, wait, there's a better way.
Yeah. That's a great run. Daredevil, Mark Waid, pick it up.
Nicola Strabak, let me know if I pronounced that incorrectly, said Rocket Raccoon and the Hulk. Which would be a great team up, but they did team up in Hulk number 271, which was Rocket's first appearance in the Marvel continuity.
Yeah,
because his first actual appearance was Marvel. Yeah, yeah. Walrus,
his
laser
buddy.
Shooting tusks.
Well, it's so weird. I was just reading that book, and it's so weird because
it's
like,
a weird one.
It's really weird. Hulk wakes up on a different planet, and Rocket Raccoon and Walrus.
Half World, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, but they're like partners in crime, kind of, they're like flying around, and Rocket Raccoon keeps going, all right, let's get him back to our ship. And Walrus goes, it's your ship.
Yeah.
Like, and they do a bunch. I'm like, well, yeah. Who? Why, if he's giving you ownership of his ship, why would you fight him, Walrus?
Maybe he just
like,
doesn't want the ownership of it.
Maybe not, but why would it be, it's my ship, Rocket. You're talking out of your play. I don't know. It was interesting.
And if you've never read Mike Mignola's 1985 miniseries of Rocket, oh my God. Talk about drugs. Like, they're like, whoever wrote that was like taking every drug available.
That's awesome.
Like, it is the wackiest.
That might be my nightly reading.
We've got Angel Flores, who said Nightcrawler was Spider-Man, and then he put a comma after that. Imagine trying to keep up with those two.
Oh my God, I would love to see that.
That would be awesome.
That would be super awesome. Yeah.
I don't know that they have. I know the Spider-Man's teamed up with the X-Men, but I don't know that I've ever seen an exclusive Nightcrawler one.
Oh, they'd be
that
like,
would be pretty cool.
Spider-Man swinging with Nightcrawler like bamfing in and out.
Yeah.
Oh, who would you like to see them take on?
Oh, good question. Oh, great question.
Okay, maybe we'll use that for next week's question.
Oh, Angel Flores, look what you just did. Nightcrawler and Spider-Man versus who?
Yeah.
Schmoville, tell him. I think you broke Matt Cook.
Yeah, I'm too excited.
All right, we're going to put that to the... That'll be next week. Those are two of my favorite guys. Yeah.
Yeah, so just real quick, Megan Magpie Porch said Bucky Barnes and Gamora, which makes a lot of sense because now that Bucky is the man on the wall. We've got Deadpool and Captain America from Michael Gladue, which would be cool because we've got... this jerk with a mouth, like jerk merc with a mouth with next to like this 1940s, Captain America. Let's go, lads. Like, that would be a lot of fun. Rocket and Punisher from Drew Walker. Drax and Hulk from Juan Temaz. And I'm sure I said that wrong. I apologize, Juan. And Ron Hollick, who said Thanos versus Apocalypse.
Ooh.
That would be...
Yes.
I think Thanos would win.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, Apocalypse is a bitch.
Apocalypse has been around forever.
But he always loses. So does Thanos. Yeah, but not in the same way. I mean, it takes cosmic entities to defeat Thanos.
I have to say that Thanos without the Infinity Gauntlet, maybe Apocalypse stands a chance.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Maybe. But with? No. Oh, no. No. No way. No.
Squirrel Girl could have the Infinity Gauntlet and take out Apocalypse. It doesn't matter. I think
Squirrel Girl has taken out Apocalypse and Dr. Doom. Mm-hmm. And she did not have the Infinity
Gauntlet. She doesn't need it.
Yeah, she's got squirrels. So, anyway, thank you, Schmoville. And now answer that question. Who do you want to see Nightcrawler and Spider-Man take on together? Thank you for that, Angel Flores.
Yeah, get creative.
Get creative, guys. Go for the Z-list. Get it out. Make it the Sinister Six of Z-listers. Go.
Yes.
I'm excited.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll be fun for next week.
All right. What else we got?
We've got Matt's Minute.
Oh, well, Matt's Minute's going to be really quick. I don't have a lot of comic books. Axis this week. Where am I? I'm over there? Over here?
Yeah,
Axis.
It's like, which camera?
Axis number three. Remender is, he's really kind of killing it. We were talking earlier, he's a little too quippy, but it's still a fun story. I would definitely recommend that. And if you have not been reading Hickman's Avengers run, go do yourself a favor and do that. He is killing it, and this time runs out thing that he's doing, it's 7 months until that, so there's... it's crossing over between New Avengers and Avengers. He is... like, it is borderline sex for me to read Hickman's Avengers and New Avengers stuff. So, if you're not reading that, catch up on what Hickman's doing. It's epic. And, that's my Marvel picks for the week.
I'm also going to throw in one on the Axis tie-in, the Magneto tie-in for Axis.
Oh, the Magneto tie-in is great.
Phenomenal run, so I would go with that. That whole Magneto solo series has been great.
I haven't read it.
It's really good. I'd really recommend it.
Highly recommend. So that's my minute. I guess it was like the Matt 35 seconds.
You got 15 seconds left.
Thanks. Cool. Well, I don't need it though.
That's good. Well, then before we wrap, let's hit our speculations for next week.
Yeah.
We've got a lot happening. It seems to always happen right after our show. So what of all the Marvel news in the world, Sony and Fox, do you want to hear for next week? What do you want confirmed?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Let's just get the Civil War crap over with.
You just want to come and go.
You just wanted to come and go. All right, fair. I want to know who's playing Apocalypse. I want to find that out.
Okay.
I'm excited. Like, that is some exciting casting because Apocalypse is such a cool character. Like, I'm excited to see.
Do you think they're
going to
cast him that fast though?
Probably not next week, but that's what, like,
they were holding auditions. Were they really? Yeah.
Yeah, they were holding auditions apparently. Tom Hardy, I think, went in for it.
Yeah.
No? You're not a Tom Hardy
no.
guy?
No.
No.
I mean, I like him fine, but I don't want to see him as Apocalypse.
I would like to see really Alex do. Winters as Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah! That would be him.
He sounds like Zoidberg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's your speculation?
I am going to
What do you want to see the most?
I want to see the most? I would really like to see... It's so Marvel heavy. I feel like I should like throw a bone to Fantastic Four, but I already said I'd like to see a trailer and I didn't get that. So I would like...
Well, you can still say you can see a trailer next week.
I'll just say that every week and eventually I'll be right. Eventually someone will buy me a beer. No, I actually...
Wait, there's beer being bought?
Whoa.
I should be taking this more seriously.
I speculate further speculations. I'm right.
Oh, what's the platoon? Okay,
I'm actually going to speculate that the Big Hero 6... Stinger is going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy animated series.
Great.
Cool.
I love it.
All right. And as always, thank you everyone for tuning in to the Marvel News for Marvel Fans show. I'm Meredith Placco. You can find me on Twitter at mplacco.
I am Matt Key. You can find me on Twitter at thematkey.
Matt Cook at Matt Cook tweeted.
And don't forget to find us, subscribe us, and rate to us on iTunes. Keep those numbers coming so we can keep coming back to you.
Yeah, and find us on YouTube and subscribe to that channel too, the Schmoes Know channel.
Yep, Schmoes Know Network.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, we'll
see you
guys. Bye, Schmoes.
See you guys. Thank
Happy
you.
Halloween.
Yeah.
From producers Christian Harloff, Mark Ellis, and the entire Schmoes Know Network crew, we would like to thank you for listening to Marvel News from Marvel Fans. Special thanks to Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, the author of Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, in stores now, as well as the entire AfterBuzz TV Network crew. To watch or listen to other Schmoes episodes, get movie news, and join the conversation, be sure to visit SchmoesKnow.com and subscribe, rate, and review to this show on iTunes. I'm the Pit Boss, and this has been a presentation of Schmoes Know.